The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking from daniellatto.co.uk. So in today's Facebook Live or podcast or YouTube upload, or if you're on the website or however it is that you're watching me or taking in my content, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. So what we're going to talk about today is how AC/DC can help your business. Yes. But just before that, I went to see the Han Solo film last week, and because we live in Spain, so we have to travel to Villarreal, and we've got a very small cinema. It's like watching it in your front room because the screen's not very big, but it's fine. So we got there and we parked in the car park just opposite, which is a Carrefour car park, or just to wind up the wife, I call it Carrefour. Just because it winds you up. So anyway, we parked in the Carrefour car park, and about halfway through the film, which was all right, by the way, morning, Abby. So about halfway through the film, a thought suddenly occurred to me, and the thought was, I've parked my car in the supermarket car park. What if they block the car park off? So I shook it off, and I thought, no, it'll be fine. We'll just deal with it after the film, because I didn't want to miss the film, right? So the film finishes, and we cross over the road and we jump in the car, and it looks like a barrier's down. So we drive up to it and the barrier's down, and we're like, oh no, what are we going to do? So we're driving around the car park at speed, might I add, looking like, you know, the chavs that you get at 17 driving Vauxhall Novas around the car park late at night. Except I'm in this giant 4x4 Jeep thing. So anyway, we're driving around quite fast, and we're driving around quite fast because our friend who's in another car, he might have to take us home, because it's like, it's a 30-minute drive home. So we're like, oh no, we're panicking a bit at this point. So we're driving around really fast, doing wheel spins, trying to find a gap, basically, or an exit to get the car out of the car park. We couldn't find one. And then suddenly we came across this gap, and my car's quite a big car. So anyway, we came to this gap, and I had to turn it on an odd angle, put it into four-wheel drive, and I had to go off-road, over the curb, over a rock. It's the only four-wheel drive that car's actually used, I think. We don't really go out 4x4 in it, but that's the only thing that we did. But honestly, we got out, and I was like, whew, that could have gone really bad. So if you're going to go to the cinema, don't park in the car park with the weather close it at night, you know? So anyway, I just thought I'd share that because that was quite funny. There was a stop sign, and at one point I stopped, because it was a stop sign, right? And I stopped, and I come to it, and I'm like, do I just knock the stop sign over and drive over it, and we'll deal with the police tomorrow? That was one of the options, by the way, but we didn't have to do that, thankfully. Anyway, so culture, AC/DC, bit of Star Wars, everybody loves it. All right, so AC/DC, what is it? And it's not the AC/DC Back in Black that you know. But it's slightly different, and this is all about how you can grow your business, because basically there's only four aspects of your business that you need to concentrate on. Yes, four. Of course, they are broken down into further subsections, but let's just cover the four and you'll see exactly what I mean. So the first part of AC/DC is in attraction. You've got to be driving people back either to your website, to an opt-in form. One of the reasons why we do Facebook Lives, so just to explain this, this Facebook Live goes out onto, gets downloaded, goes over to my video guy. He tops and tails it with some nice images and some nice music. He sends it back to me. I upload it to YouTube. Oh, he's also pulled out the MP3 and put it into a podcast for me. We send it up to YouTube. We take the YouTube embed code. We stick that on my website, and then that gets spun out to Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram and loads of others that I can't even remember. So it goes out there. So we're always driving our content out to our audience. And then we go and upload the podcast as well. So it goes out on iTunes and on Stitcher. And again, it gets spewed out to all these different places. And that's attraction marketing, where we're always pulling So we're shoving content out and then pulling people back to our website. Because if you listen to the podcast, there'll be a call to action back to our website or a link back to our website. On YouTube, there's a link back to the website. On social media, it drives people back to a website. And that's actually how you might be listening or watching this, because you've clicked on a link on Facebook and it's taking you back to a website. And then down the right-hand side, it's got a list of some of the products that we do. So you might want to buy them. You might opt into our mailing list. You might come and join the Wealth Creation Group. There's all sorts of calls to actions that gets you embedded into what we're actually doing. So that's attraction marketing. Obviously, that can be broken down because what I've just talked about shoving it out to YouTube and Twitter and LinkedIn and embedding it in podcasts, that takes a little bit of work. And if you don't know how to do that, you should come and join me on my 2-day strategy and implementation intensive, and we'll get you set up. Anyway, so that's all the attraction stuff. But attraction's fine. But this is the question that I have to ask people, and they go, well, where's the problem in your business right now? And they go, well, I'm not getting enough customers. So then that's a different kind of question, because are you pulling people back to your website and you're actually getting into a conversation, or are you not even pulling people back to your website? Because where's the problem? And this is what we have to diagnose, and this is what we do very well, is diagnose. But the next part of this then, once you've attracted people back, is you've got to convert them in some way. So that could be through a paid product. It could be into your private Facebook group. That could be into your mailing list. And actually, my mailing list converts better than pulling people into the private Facebook group. I have no idea why. It just does. I think people may be overgrouped. I don't know. People are trying to reduce notifications on Facebook. And anyway, on a group, you only get, you know, a small percentage of people ever only see what you post anyway. Because there's so much content going through now. So that's one of the problems. And actually, because there's so much content going through, you've also got to create a shit ton of content in order to stand out. Because if not, everyone else is creating content and you're not. Everyone else is standing out and not you. So where's the problem in your business? Are you driving people back to an opt-in form, but then it's not converting? Are you on a phone call like we do strategy sessions, and we either close people on that or we don't? And if not, well, what's the problem? What did we miss out? So what's your conversion mechanism? So the first part is attraction, you've got to pull people back. The second part is you've got to convert them into customers of some kind. The next part then is in the delivery of your product. How do you deliver the product? So we deliver the product by people coming out to Villa or by doing coaching sessions. When we do coaching sessions, it's just me and you on a board, which is really cool. And you get to see me and I get to see you. Rather than just on Skype. We used to do just audio Skype, but actually this is much better because then you can see if people are paying attention and we can do real NLP stuff and all of that kind of thing. So so how are you delivering your product? Because actually it could be that you're great at attraction, you're great at converting, but you're rushed off your feet and so you've got a delivery problem. You know, you're overwhelmed with all the work that you've got going on and you can't outsource it because no one's as good as you. And that's a limiting belief, by the way, and a training issue for the staff. That's the bit that you might need to focus on. Okay, so once you've delivered the product, the next bit then is accountability. Now, actually, it should be accountability, but it doesn't work with the AC/DC pun. So that's why we kept it. So it's accountability. So we'll keep that. So how are you being accountable? So this would be things like KPIs. KPI is a key performance indicator. So that would be like, let's do this. How many? So you've got 100 leads or 100 people going to your website. You convert 1% of them. You deliver. That's fine. So that's your API, 1% of 100. So if you're driving 200, then you're going to get 2 conversions. If you're going to drive 1,000 people, you're going to get 10 conversions. But there's other KPIs like how many Facebook Lives have you done? How many podcasts have you put out? How does that fit with your plan, your goal on your social media plan? So on my spreadsheet, I've got a list of SEO terms, stuff that we want to rank for SEO-wise. We've also got Facebook Lives, podcasts. And so we, you know, how many of those do you want to do each month or each week or each day? And if, you know, it's like, I get that people don't want to do Facebook Lives because you get nervous about doing Facebook Lives. And Facebook Live is really no different than like just recording a video, although you can edit the video and you can delete it if you don't like it. But, you know, why not just show up as you and create a Facebook Live and people are going to enjoy those and people give you feedback and that kind of thing. And we get feedback all the time. Most of it good, which is nice. So in your KPIs, how many Facebook Lives are you going to do? How many website attraction, how many website visitors do you want to be attracted to your website? So this right here is the four steps in your business that you need to work on. So if you've got a problem in your business, like, it doesn't matter what the problem is, the problem will be one of these four problems. Is it in your attraction marketing? How much marketing have you got going out? Is it in your conversion mechanism? How are you converting your clients, and can you improve on that? So it might be, let's run this through each level. So, Dan, I've got a problem. I've not got enough people coming to my website. Great. How many books on marketing have you read? None. Okay. How many podcasts you listen to? None. How many training courses have you been on? None. Okay. And you wonder why you've got a problem in getting your marketing out? Okay. Conversion. Well, I'm getting people to my website, but we're not converting. Great. How many copywriting courses have you been on? None. How many sales courses or books or podcasts or videos have you read? None. So, like, for example, right now, I'm listening to Jordan Belfort and his Way of the Wolf, I think it's called. It talks about his straight line persuasion. Because when I like to go and get my information, I like to go get it from someone who's been in prison. So, you know, it's that trustworthy, honest person who's been in prison for embezzlement or whatever it was, fraud. So the straight line persuasion system is actually really, really good, and it talks real common sense. There's only three areas in sales that you have to convince a person about, and that is, one, do they like the product, two, do they like you as a person, and three, do they like the company. If you can solve those three problems, that's effectively the straight line. So I'm listening to his audiobook on Audible about that, because I want to improve my conversion mechanism, because we're selling lots of different things now. So we want to work out, you know, how can we improve the credibility and trustworthiness of my company? How can we improve my likability, for example? Maybe not by saying the word fuck as much. That might help. That's a failure. But we're still learning this stuff, you know, and you should be learning this stuff too. So if you've got a sales problem or conversion problem, well, what are you doing about it? What are you listening to? What are you reading? And so on. What about a delivery problem? Like, how are you delivering it? Like, if you're in a franchise and you're not responsible for the delivery, sometimes you're outside of this. Let's do that in red. Sometimes you're outside of the delivery mechanism. This is you. You're on the outside. And you can't do anything about that inside. But actually, what you could do in that situation is you could set expectations. So you could set expectations of what people are going to get on the delivery mechanism. I used to work at Dell going back 15 years now. And I remember, you know, we did £1 million deal. And it had to be there. We had like 3 weeks to deliver it. And it was servers and storage. That's what I used to enjoy selling, actually. And week four, it's still not there. And this is a large company. Like, think one of the big four supermarket chains, right? So this was pretty major stuff. 4 weeks in, still not there. It's affecting their income because they can't do this changeover. And it's a big income, you know? So, like, this is one of the reasons I left Dell. Because the stress levels were just phenomenal, and they cut a lot of staff, and so you have to do the same amount of work with half as many people, and so on. But so we had to go in, and knowing that Dell was likely to be late on the next shipment, I had to go in and start setting expectations, getting them just to slow it down in not so obvious way that that's what I was doing. And it worked, okay? It worked the second time around and third time around. And then as I moved forward with other clients, I knew that some of the stuff was going to be late. So it's like, okay, let's just slow it down. Let's move those timescales back, shall we? And then we've got a buffer. And it taught me to put buffers in place as well. So we could set expectations on delivery. But if this is yours and you're running around like a blue-ass fly, not that blue-ass flies run around a lot, I guess the fly, you've got to work out what can you do to plug this delivery problem. Is it setting expectations? Is it taking on less customers and putting your prices up? Is it changing the delivery mechanism? So, you know, instead of doing one-on-one, we might do group coaching, for example, or instead of doing one-on-one over Skype or over Facebook or whatever, we might bring people out to a villa and run a small group of 4 or 5 people. So we can change the delivery mechanism. You know, instead of someone coming over for 2 days on their own, why not get 5 people, bring the price down a little bit, and share the love with 5 people so that I can then deliver to more people the same content effectively. So you just got to work out what is that delivery. And the accountability is really easy because you've either got it or you haven't. So what are your KPIs? And if you don't know, let's mix them up. How many LinkedIn contacts have you got? Let's say you've got 10,000. Can we get you to 11,000 by the end of June? And if so, what's the mechanism for doing that? Let's get another one. Let's put a money one in there. Let's say you want £4,000 a month when right now you want £3,000, okay, what can you do to get that extra £1,000? What's the easiest way for you to drop a grant? Is it 10 people at £100? Is it one person at £1,000? Is it 100 people at £10? What does that matrix look like? But if you've not got that on a spreadsheet that's then looked at the end of each month or even the end of each week, right, having weekly accountability works really, really well, because then you can adapt to what you need to be doing and moving the business around to how you need to get those results in. Whereas if it's just once a month, then, you know, like you want to go and change the business once every 12 months. And I don't mean change the business completely, but, you know, just change course. 99% of the time, aeroplanes are not pointing in the right direction. They're pointing in the wrong direction. So the pilot or the autopilot has to correct the course. And it's doing it on a constant basis. And that's what you should be doing with your business. You can use accountability in order to do that. All right. So that's AC/DC. Yeah, back in black. So I hope that was useful for you. If you've got any questions, just pop them in the box below. And we'll catch up with you on the next one. All right, my guys. Take care. Bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.